Well, good morning and welcome to our time together. And these services get stranger. Last week there was five or six of us, now it's just the Cockerell family. Toby's doing the camera, Claire's going to share a little bit of the Bible reading later on. So it's just a few of us here this morning. Just some notices. During this next half an hour, if you have a prayer request, I'd like you just to put a comment on the video, and towards the end of our time together, I'll read those out just as we pray for those in our fellowship. So if you have a specific thing you would like us to pray for, then please do make a note of that. Thank you for everyone who's dropped food off at the food bank. We've been distributing it to the John Huntingdon and also to Stuart Wood at Barnwell. I've been sharing some of the food there as well. Over these coming weeks, we're going to journey together through the Easter celebrations. So there's an opportunity on, we'll be live streaming on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Also on Monday, Thursday, we'll do a Zoom conference call where members can come in and we'll have a time of communion together through the video conferencing software. So we'll send a link out in the coming days. It's been a great joy to phone the church. Diana and myself have made it our challenge this week to phone through all those in the contact list. So hopefully you've had a call. If you haven't, we'll finish off the calls next week. But it's been great to just hear stories of how the church has worked so well in these coming days, where people have spoken to others, where we've seen actually the church excel at doing what it should do, and that is have deep connections and care for each other. And I'm reminded, just as I've spoken to others, that if someone comes to mind, just give them a call. Even if it's just for a couple of minutes, it's a great opportunity just to connect with someone. And certainly those in isolation, actually having two or three phone calls a day is a real joy. So please do use the phone when you think of people. The leadership team met on, I think it was just this week, feels like a long time ago now. We'll continue to stay in touch, just making plans and arranging and organising how we do things in these coming days. Have been doing Try Praying. The books are attached to the front of church or the side of church if you'd like one. Also, there's the app. It's been great. Most people probably haven't seen the buses go by, but there are buses with the banners on and at the football ground as well, the digital boards there. So hopefully people will have taken notice and seen these in these days. And obviously the banner is outside of church. I'm just going to pray, and then Claire's going to come and do our reading. If you'd like to get your Bibles out or your apps, it's Philippians 2, verses 1 to 18. But let me just pray as we gather, not together, but together. Lord God, I thank you for your gathered church. I thank you for the opportunity of being present with one another. And Lord God, for those watching now and watching later, I pray that we would know your peace and your comfort. Thank you for our fellowship. Thank you that actually our fellowship is more than just these four walls, that it's the complex relationships and community that we have. And Lord God, as we commit this time to you, I pray that you would speak to us and guide us now. Amen. Claire's going to come and read a passage from Hebrews.
Good morning. This morning's passage is Philippians 2, 1 to 18. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, it'll be good to pray together. There's a prayer that I've got from a fellow Baptist minister. So let's just take this opportunity to pray. Lord, to people everywhere at this troubled time, give a spirit of responsibility, compassion, and community, of concern for the greater good and a willingness to put themselves out for the sake of others. To those who fear or who know they are carrying the virus, give the common sense to isolate themselves for however long is required, no matter how inconvenient and frustrating that may seem. To those at risk, feeling the symptoms taking hold of them and spiralling out of control, give reassurance, support, and the best possible care that they may return safe and well to their loved ones. To those in intensive care on ventilators, in evident distress, not responding to their treatments, give strength and security, and should it come to it, a peaceful end. To those mourning loved ones, life cruelly plucked away, give comfort in their shock, their numbness, their despair, and sustain them in their time of darkness. To our hurting world, Lord, in so much turmoil, bring hope, help, and health. Amen. I'd like just to share some words of reflection from the passage in Philippians. We've not continued our sort of time in Mark for these last 2 weeks, but we'll be picking up the Easter story in the coming weeks on Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday. But we have been journeying to the cross as we've gone through Mark. We've explored how Jesus' ministry came into sharp contrast to the everyday workings of the days around him. Jesus' life and death showed how heaven and earth collided, and on that first Easter morning, nothing was ever going to be the same again. We might have wondered if anything is ever going to be the same again ourselves. Claire and I reacted when we were watching a TV show filmed in a supermarket, just saying, remember when the supermarket shelves were full? Remember when life was normal? We might have fears for our jobs, our homes, our way of life in these coming weeks ahead. Will anything ever be the same again? I was reflecting that these last two Sundays probably might be the only times in this church's history where the doors haven't been open on a Sunday morning. I don't think the world wars stopped this church from gathering, but today we face that reality. These weeks and months will go down in modern history books as life-changing, when our way of life was changed and our priorities reassessed, when we've seen the very best in others and sometimes the very worst. It will also be marked by amazing moments of applause for those doing their jobs in the NHS. But the reality is that for most of us, this time will pass, the schools will reopen, the shops and the bars will be full again. And this building will again open its doors, and hopefully all will return to normal life. But that day at Calvary, nothing was ever going to be the same again. The very fabric that held heaven and earth was torn, because on the cross, God transformed what it meant to be human. Jesus transformed what it meant for heaven and earth to be together. That something of heaven was given to God's people, so that we can live a life in its fullest, not in fear and guilt, but in joy and freedom. Not treating God as our cosmic vending machine or our moral whitewash, rather to be our closest friend and saviour. That through the blood of Jesus, all can come close to God and live a life of fullness and joy, whatever storms might be raging outside. We can work our fear, our salvation, with fear and trembling. Because that Easter Sunday was no small event. It was ground shaking and earth changing. God's people seeing freedom and love in all its glory. Nothing was ever going to be the same after that first Easter. So now, as God's people, we're called to fulfill this good purpose in this world. Not treating the cross as a get out of jail free card for all the wrong things that we do, but seeing the cross as God's great act of love for his people, coming to be one of us and to love us. So that, as Paul writes, we will shine among them like stars in the sky as we hold firmly to the word of life. I pray that we're able to fulfill the good purpose God has set out before us. I pray that we will experience something of God's love in this world, whether that's the sun on our faces, the prayers in our homes, the words in our Bible, or other ways that God speaks to us in these days. A message to the church that I love. I pray that you'll be safe in the knowledge God has not left us on this planet by ourselves, that there is someone in greater authority who has chosen above all things to love us. That in our darkest moments of fear and trembling, his Spirit is ever present with us. I'm going to see if there's any prayer requests on the line. I've never done this before, but let's have a quick look. Let's just scroll down. Just a lot of messages, people trying to find, saying good morning. Thank you everyone for saying good morning. Well, I don't think anyone's been able to do that, but I know there's a few things I'd like to pray for. So unless anything pops up in the coming few minutes, I'll just have a time of silence, and then I'll pray for those people and those concerns that have come up. Let me just have a moment of silence. Lord God, I pray for those in our fellowship, and those that we know who are at home in isolation, struggling. I want to pray for Caroline Stout as she deals with the break-in this week. Our prayers go out to Claire and all her family up in Newcastle as they deal with their granddad's passing away. I want to pray for the Anderson family, as Penny Kite has noted. They're in complete isolation because Evelyn is critically vulnerable and Emma is pregnant. Charlotte Smith says, pray for all those finding the right balance between two jobs, schooling Samuel and looking after Harry. They're struggling a bit at the moment. We pray for Chris and Charlotte at this time. Someone else mentioned Caroline again. All those care workers in the West Midlands, that's from Lou, that's her family as well, and we think of other care workers. And Graham Briscoe says, pray for their friend Neil, who's been unwell this week. And Stephen Lee saying, they have no prayer requests, just finding out how this all works. Thank you, Stephen. And Sarah Hay Pinkay says, like to pray for all the people working in social care roles, especially people who have been redeployed from office roles to their roles that are unfamiliar. Thank you everyone for your prayers. Do keep putting them up there. I won't read any more out, but do please keep putting them up there. It's good to pray at this time. Well, we've come to the end of our time together. We're still learning a bit how to do this well. We're hoping that we'll have a pianist for next week. Sarah's been in isolation all this week, but she should be out by next Sunday. So we know that she's clear of the virus. So hopefully next week we'll have something a little bit more musical as well. But I'd love just to pray for us as a whole fellowship at this time. Lord God, I thank you for all those messages. Thank you for all those who are listening and watching. Help us as a fellowship as we seek out to love and care for one another. I pray that you would guide us and you would speak to us as a fellowship. Thank you for all those connections, all the positive ways that we're being church with one another. And as the comments keep coming, as the prayer requests keep flooding through, Lord God, we know that you are present in our world. And we know that you hear us, you love us, and you speak to us. Pray all these things in your precious name. Amen. God bless, and we'll see you all next week.